As we were singing that song, we talk about wanting to be overcome by His presence. I've realized that in life, in order to be overcome by something, we must make ourselves available to something. You know, it's so easy to ask God to overwhelm us, yet we don't give Him any space. You know, we ask God, Lord, I want You to help me with this situation. I need You to, oftentimes we find ourselves, it's a last minute response. It's we've already decided we're going to do this, and then all of a sudden we need God to bail us out. Come on. You know, we find ourselves living life and going through things, and we get in the middle of an issue and we're going, now I need You, God, to help me get out of this. And if we were to invite Him into our lives before we ever make the decision, the outcome will be different. It's interesting, communion, it's the last encounter that occurred between Jesus and His disciples. All throughout the Old Testament, you realize that, and we find in the lives of those that lived in that day and time, that you had to be a priest or a particular individual to have an encounter with God. It wasn't access granted to every individual, every human being, but it was certain people that were allowed into the presence of God. It wasn't everybody that was allowed to just do and get into the presence of God, but it was certain people that were the ones that made it. But we find that Jesus, God manifests in the flesh, came in order to change this dynamic. He came to grant access to you and I into His presence. Today we're talking about anchored in His presence. You know, I realize, and to me, a lot of times, and we've talked about prayer on these mornings that we're doing time of prayer. If you have not been here, you owe it to yourself to be here. In fact, I don't want to remind everybody of last Sunday, but I'm going to how I asked how many of us agree that prayer is important. We all agree, right? So tomorrow and Wednesday and Friday, 6:30, come on, we're going to see you here. Put a little pressure, that's all right. Here's why. Because if we want to change the trajectory of life, then we've got to change some things in our life. We find ourselves right now at a very peculiar place here in America. All this racism that's going on. I posted, I believe it was the beginning of this past week, and I realized, you know that you and I are the only thing ever created in the image of God? You and I both. Each and every one of us in this room bear the image of who God is. The Bible says that when He created mankind, when He created Adam and Eve, He said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And you and I are the only ones that bear His image. And this spirit and this attitude that is permeating humanity right now is so anti-God. It's anti-God. Because when you have disdain for another human being, ultimately you're saying, God, You made something bad. And God does nothing bad. God creates nothing bad. Everything God has done, in fact, you look at creation, He created, He steps back and said, that is good. That is good. And this spirit and this attitude that's about in the world is not right. And if there's ever been an opportunity, is in this day and time, right here, right now, for Christians, those that call themselves followers of Christ, to stand in the face of this adversity and this negativity and say, no, that's not the way it is, because I don't care what color you are. I don't care what language you speak. You were created in the image of God. You were created in His image. Jesus says that He is the mediator between God and man, but when Christ, and I want to bring this into our understanding here this morning, when Christ is inside of us, you and I become the mediator between God and man. we become the Moses that says, God, don't destroy the city yet. Don't kill those people, because there has to be somebody righteous there. See, it's the way, same way for you and I, is that we stand in the gap between people, between the present and eternity, going, God, wait, just hold on a minute. Let me witness to them. Let me share the gospel with them. Jesus steps into the room with the disciples, and when he steps in there, he realizes something is wrong. Something's off in this room. They've been arguing on their way, the disciples had, to what became the Last Supper. Who gets to sit on the right side and who gets to sit on the left? And who gets to accomplish this and who gets to accomplish that? And Jesus walks in, knowing what hour lay just before him. And if I may use an old term, was vexed, was wounded at the depth of his life and his heart, because he realized that they still weren't ready for what was to come. And so Jesus sits down and begins to spend time with the disciples. And his last act with them was, the Bible says that he took bread and he took a cup of wine. He broke the bread, he blessed it, and he gave it to each of them. And the purpose of that was, is he was letting them know, I'm granting you access into the fullness of who I am, into the entirety of who God is. Not just a morsel, not just a corner, not just a piece, but the entirety of who he was. See, he realized that what was to come, they needed to be fully in the presence of who he was, but not only in his presence, but he inside of them. And in just a moment, you and I, we're going to take communion here today. And as we take this and as we participate in this, what I want us to understand, for this to settle into the depth of our lives, is that when Jesus did this with the disciples, he was giving of himself completely to them. As he was saying, I not only am granting you just this promise of life, but I'm granting you full access to my presence. The entirety of who I am, he says, and Paul writes in Corinthians, he talks about this, and we're going to read in just a moment, but what was happening here is there was nothing that was going to be off limits for them when it came to who Christ was, to the power that lies in Jesus Christ. You have access to everything, and if you're in here today, and I don't know what it is that you're dealing with, but nothing can come into the presence of God and leave the same way it came in. No one can walk into the presence of God and leave going, well, you know, the only reason we ever leave the same as when we come in is when we don't grant him access. When we don't open our hands before him and go, all right, God, you know what my mess is. God, you know what the need is in my life. God, you know what it is that I'm battling and going through. You know the difficulty in my marriage. You know the issue in my job. You know the sickness in my body right now. But yet, when you and I grant him full access and we consume who he is, things change. Bible says at the mention of his name, the atmosphere changes. The mention of his name. The mention of his name. And if you're in here right now, and you're going through something in your life, when we together take communion, I want you to place your faith in that as you partake of this. Now, this is not literal. Some believe it's the literal body and the blood of Christ. It's not. It's a symbol of the blood that was shed upon the cross of Calvary and the life that was given. The life is in the blood. When we partake of symbolically of the blood of Christ, we have a blood transfusion that occurs in our life. There's something that happens inside of us that healing comes and deliverance comes and things happen in us that change the trajectory of our life. I'm going to ask if Elder Herb and Smith and my wife and Pastor Robbie would join me up front. Brother Derek, if you would please come. We're going to prepare to receive communion here this morning. But here's what I want to read to us right now before we get into this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning to read. I'm going to begin reading at verse 17. The Bible says, "But in the following instructions, I do not commend you because you come together, or when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there is a division among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be fractions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk." What? "Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you for this? Now, I will not." And then Paul gets into the detail of what's about to happen for us, but what he was instructing them in. He said, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you." And that first part is dealing with somewhat of what we're dealing in the world right now. The fractions that are going on, the divisiveness that's happening. This is not a God thing, it's a humanity thing. It's an evil thing that is going on right now. And so Paul says, listen, you need to take care of some of those things before you get here, because what I'm about to instruct you to do is going to change so much in your life. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread." The night when he was betrayed, Jesus knew what was going to happen, yet his desire was not for himself, but was for the people around him. He says, "In the night that he was going to be betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood.' For," he said, "'do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" In everything that is going on right now in the world that we are in our own lives, and everything that we are contending with, there is a need more now than ever before of the presence of God. And I'm going to ask if everyone would please stand. And as our ushers instruct you, we're going to begin from the back and move forward. And you come forward and take of the cup and take of the bread. I'm asking that your mind be in that place of asking God, "Okay, God, what is it? What is it in my life that I need you to do?" You're in here right now. Do you need healing? It can happen right here, right now. You need deliverance? Believe that. You need a miracle in your family. You need a miracle on your job, whatever it is. As you do this, because in his presence, the Bible says that that's where we find the answer to the needs of our life. Ushers, if you would begin from the back and have everyone come forward. Prophecy into some of our lives in this room here today, to every life that would desire. That as you partake of this, see, many of us in here are still carrying weights of things in life that God has asked you over and over again to give to Him. You let worry and concern overwhelm who you are and what you are. And it's hindering that liberty that Christ purchased for you on the cross of Calvary. And I find myself in thinking and in praying about people and here on Thursday morning. And Janet and I were the last to leave here on Thursday morning in prayer. And I laid here, and that night before, Wednesday night, I got 2 hours of sleep. There wasn't a whole lot. And I was really worried that morning. But man, I'm going to get to prayer and I'm going to fall asleep. And that's all you need, is be in a time of prayer. And the next thing they hear is, you know, and go to well. But I laid here on this floor and I was just... and music on, and I was pouring my life out to Him and began to just speak prophetically as to some things in our life. Now, being prophetic and speaking prophetically is speaking promise. It's not always this thing of determining what, you know, telling somebody their future or something like that. That's not what prophecy is only about. Prophecy is speaking positive. And I laid here and I begin to call some of your names that are in this room right now. And I feel this so strong in the spirit of God right now, is that some of us, you've got to do this. Bible says, Paul admonishes us. He said, I want you to lay down every weight that so easily entangles you that you may run the race. And some of us are trying, and if you weren't here for the first message, we have anchors that we're dragging around in life. And God is saying, you, when you come into my presence, the purpose is that you do this. That you drop some things off and walk away lighter than you did when you came. You know, it's like pointless going to the doctor if when you leave, they don't give you a remedy for the issue that you have. So same with God. It's of no ultimate eternal value for you and I to be in a place like this, to spend time in the presence of God and leave holding on to the same things of life. So we got to let go of those things. So here's what I'm asking you to do in just a moment as we partake of this. Is that in your heart and in your mind, you're going, God, I may not feel different after I do this, but I am going to believe that as I partake of you, of this bread and of this cup, that God, there's some things in my life that are going to fall away. It may not change immediately, but over the next few days, I'm going to behave differently, whether I feel differently or not. Quit picking up those things. Quit taking on that responsibility. Going, God, I'm your child, and as your child, I walk in freedom. I live in freedom. My mind is free. My mind is sane. My mind is right. My heart is right. My life is right. Old things are passed away. Behold, I am a new creature in Christ. A new creature. In Jesus' name. Lord, more than anything else, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made on that cross of anguish, that cross of pain and heartache. But you did it for us. You said prior in the garden, you said, I don't care to take of this cup because I know what it brings. You said unto the disciples, you can't drink of this cup. I have to do it. You battled through it in the garden prior to your arrest, trial, torture, crucifixion. You battled, you wrestled, but you wrestled through it. And so right now, to the lives of all of us in this room, I speak that word into our lives, that we shall wrestle through it by your power. So thank you. And as you did, we take this cup and this bread and we thank you for it. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made and what you have done unto our life and for our lives. If you would take the bread right now. Thank you. Jesus took the cup and gave thanks, because life is in the blood. Life is in the blood of Christ for us. Let's take the cup. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. As we stand in this room right now, our eyes closed, our hearts, our minds thinking about you. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, because it's in your power and it's in you. And as we partook of this, God, there's chains that have bound lives in this room right now that have fallen away. There are lives in this room right now that God, they've been carrying certain weights in their life, and at the partaking of who you are and what you are, God, these things have changed. There's been a shift that has occurred in lives. I believe it right now in the name of Jesus. that as we, Lord, partook of you, that you have done a shift in our lives. That you, Heavenly Father, have changed the atmosphere of our own life. Where fear was, it has been replaced with love. Where darkness was, there's a light that has begun to glow inside of who we are. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's it. Come on, just linger right here in this presence. That's the presence of God that's in here right now. Come on.
In your hands. Jesus. Come on, sing it like this. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will party. Bones will sing. Shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Oh, lift your voice and say, all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing.
Give God a shout of praise today.
thankful for Him today. If you know He's been a good God, He's been a great God. Oh,
oh, oh. Hallelujah! Come on, put your hands together. God, we praise You, God. Last thought. It's Your breath in my lungs. You know what? Throughout this week, we need to do a lot of this. In His presence. Come on, breathe Him in. Breathe Him in deep. You know, when we sing that song, I find myself wanting to go, breath of fresh air. Man, what an awesome presence of God in this place right now. You know what? That breath, it's that breath of relief. God, You got this. God, I sowed my seed into Your presence. I believe You got the deliverance for me. God, I know You've got the answer for my life in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe it? You believe it? That's it. Come on. It's going to be an awesome week. Hey, listen. Some of you get ready because there's going to be a change in atmosphere at your job. When you walk in, there's something different's going to happen. Quit being afraid and start stepping up going, I got the answer. I know Jesus. In Jesus' name. Change the atmosphere in your home. Change the radio station in your car. Get some worship music going on. Come on, have church in your car. That's the blessing of Bluetooth and headphones now. You can pray and nobody thinks you're crazy in your car because you're talking to somebody. Just if you start crying, pull over. You know what would be awesome to have on the news? If somebody pulled over on the side of the road and had them a praise break on the side of the road. They got out of that car and they're going, my God. Woo! Y'all don't know. I know some of y'all thinking that it ain't going to happen. I bet you it will. You get God moving in that car of yours and you can't see, you're going to pull over and you're going to be out of that car going, my God. Woo! Y'all going to pull a pastor. Get up here going, come on now. Amen. Wow, what a beautiful day. To all of our guests, thank you for being here today. What an honor. What an honor to have you with us. Good to have Pastor Adam with us. Excited about this. Amen. And this team right here. What? Come on now. Hey, and y'all may not be able to see him because he's young. And he don't talk a whole lot, but Dominic back there, what? Come on now. Wow. Amen. What a beautiful day. Hey, go out there, enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy nature. Enjoy God. Enjoy your family. Have a blessed week. Wednesday night, we have Recharge. You don't want to miss it. Going to be an awesome time here. Prayer, 6:30 tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. God bless. Have a great week.